where me kick back and relax, making a float in the atmosphere. Ooh yeah. One pull, two pull, third pull, and me feeling irie, irie. Bong rips and video games, me soul just a flying free, flying free. Bob Marley on repeat, this reggae melody. We be jamming on the mic in a cannabis harmony. Ooh yeah.
We hear it live, and it sounds so much better.
All right, I love that song.
What the fuck was that?
Random noises now.
Listen, we're having a good time. I'm over here.
Yes,
we're over
like,
here.
And like to prove this, to prove that they're over there.
What the fuck is that? No, honestly, that was well choreographed. They've been practicing right. This like all night. So.
Oh,
I've been practicing that stunt all fucking night. I haven't heard the end of it.
It is Christmas.
Yes, Feliz Navidad.
We had a different episode in mind. We're going to do that next week.
Yeah.
But under some circumstances, we're here today.
We're here. Though.
Yeah. Hang on a second. There we go. There we go. Yeah. So, still at the end of the day, Tony's still sitting, bitch.
No, he's gonna come over here. Oh my god, he set us. He set me up. He's gonna sit right here. You know. Set me up.
No, you worked it out good because you made the suggestion of not like sitting there. So I guess you don't because you know the whole joke about me showering 2 days out of the week.
I mean, you know, it's just hygiene, man, hygiene.
I know. So he doesn't want me there. He doesn't want me there, but. It's Christmas. Actually, well, the recording, it's Festivus. I tried to make it as Christmassy as possible, but all the Christmas stuff is on the other side of the house.
Yeah, we know.
You know, so like,
I don't dress festively, so
I don't either.
Today
I got my own Christmas tree. It's this fucking palm tree right here.
Other side.
There we go.
There it is.
Kudos to the palm tree.
Palm tree as my Christmas tree this year.
So I have a question. Do you guys want to sing a song?
Are we gonna sing like "I Wanna Wish You a Merry Christmas"? Do you want to sing that song?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how to feel. It depends. What are the lyrics to this song?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Can we sing Frosty the Snowman?
Apparently, this song was written about 78 years ago by an old ratted hippie. Like, the guy literally had rabies and a guitar and rabies. Like, that's all he had.
Wow.
Cabin in the woods by himself, and he decided to write a song of A, how he felt at the time, and B, about something that he loved more than anything before, which was marijuana.
I'm getting freaking vertigo.
You know what?
Why'd you do that?
So, I mean, do you want me to sing it?
If you want to.
I mean, if you want to sing us a song, I will gladly sit here.
Yeah, I'll sit here and listen to you, serenade.
Gio, do you know the words?
I don't know the words.
Oh, God.
I was hoping Gio was going to bless us with his beautiful voice.
Okay. I know, right?
I'm trying to find the lyrics, and I can't find. Oh, there. Okay. Oh, I just fucking lost them again.
He had it a second ago.
Oh, wait. Spin that. Oh, here we go.
There it is.
Oh, I can't read that.
I can't read that either. So you're going to have to do that.
Can't read it now? Got you.
Yeah.
All right.
I am blind.
You just go ahead and do it, bro.
All right.
We'll listen to you.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Serenade. This is the Serenades, Holiday Serenade section with Sanchez. Sanchez Holiday Serenade section. Boom.
Okay. Boom. There we go.
That's a mouthful.
Now I need you guys to kind of, you know, when we get to the five part, you guys got to try to remember it with me. All right.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, sure. He's not listening to us at all. That we can't even read this.
No.
The first day of Christmas, my dealer gave to me a fat sack full of dank weed.
Hey.
On the second day of Christmas, my dealer gave to me Two easy whiters and a fat sack full of dank weed. On the third day of Christmas, my dealer gave to me three wraps for stuffing, two easy whiters, and a fat sack full of dank weed. On the fourth day of Christmas, my dealer gave to me four trays of grinding, three wraps for stuffing, two easy whiters, and a fat sack full of
dank weed.
God, this is so much better. This is so much better than I thought. On the fifth day of Christmas, my dealer gave to me five loose string cheese.
Yay!
Four trays for grinding, three wraps for stuffing, two easy whiters, and a fat weed. On the sixth day of Christmas, my dealer gave to me six rips of Chiba, five loose string cheese.
Four trays for grinding, three wraps for stuffing, two easy wires,
and a fat stick.
Oh my God. I can't no more.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my dealer gave to me seven brand new pieces, six rips of cheese.
Five loose string cheese.
Hey, four trays for grinding, three wraps for stuffing, two easy whiters, and a fat sack full of dank weed.
Eighth day, baby.
Oh my God.
Almost done.
Christmas, my dealer gave to me eight funny gummies, seven brand new pieces, six rips of chiba, five loose string cheese.
Four trays for grinding, three wraps for stuffing, two easy whiters, and a fat sack full of dank weed.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my dealer gave to me nine rounds of giggles, eight funny gummies, seven brand new pieces, six rips of chiba, five loose string cheese.
Four trays for grinding, three wraps for stuffing, two easy wires, and a fat sack full of dank weed.
This is great. On the 10th day of Christmas, my dealer gave to me 10 random people, 9 rounds of giggles, 8 funny gummies, 7 brand new pieces, 6 rips of chiba, 5 loose string cheese.
Four trays for grinding, three wraps for stuffing, two easy wires, and a fat sack full of dank weed.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my dealer gave to me 11 solid hash bricks, 10 random people, 9 grams of giggles, 8 funny gummies, 7 brand new pieces, 6 rips of cheese, 5 loose string cheese.
That's the funniest part of the whole song.
4 trays of grinding, 3 wraps of stuffing, 2 easy waters, and a fat sack full of dank weed.
This is the last thing.
Right. On the 12th day of Christmas, my dealer gave to me a dozen late responses, 11 solid hash bricks, 10 random people, 9 rounds of giggles, 8 funny gummies, 7 brand new pieces, 6 rips of chips, 5 loose string cheese, 4 trays for grinding, 3 wraps for stuffing, 2 easy wires, and a fat sack full of dank weed.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yo, that is ever
fucking
heard.
Crying right now.
So next year we're going to do the sing along with the little, you know, period ball that, you know.
So you guys at home can join in with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so actually before,
see how bad we fucked it up.
Okay. Beautiful. That was beautiful, guys.
We fucked it
so
up.
Better than I anticipated.
Yeah, it actually was better than I anticipated.
It was better than what I.
So I do have to say, we do have a review.
Oh, really?
So we have a taste test coming from Buds R Us.
Okay.
This is a taste test. Yes. And two of them.
We got one coming from Cura Leaf.
Oh, okay. He went legit, guys. He's gone legit.
I went further. But I want to hear about the. I want to see what's going on with me.
All right.
I hear very good things.
You have the package.
I hear very good things about it.
Oh, we're really doing this.
Yes, we're really doing this, bro.
Are we going to split one, or are we just...
No, I think we're all going to get a whole one.
Fuck you. Oh, man.
I know, right?
These are pink, and they are heat sealed.
Oh, all right. So he's breaking the seal. He just took that bag's virginity. You can bleep that out.
No, that's staying in. Merry Christmas.
Oh, Lord, people.
Is it right?
These are nice and soft.
Oh, look at that. Nice and soft.
These are nice and soft. Bro. Okay.
Are they soft?
They're soft, bro. Yeah.
All right. Let's see.
Are we ready? All right. Let's see. On our producer.
Yep. Let's go. All right, Three, two, one.
Oh my God.
That's good.
This is really good.
On the inside.
This is so good.
Mm-hmm. Completely.
This is so good.
This is really good.
And what is this from? Bugs R Us?
Yeah.
Nice.
There's no like residual taste. Like how normally in edibles it's got that residual that heavy weed taste. Mm-hmm. This doesn't have that. This tastes like a sugar cookie.
Yeah. Like, I love sugar cookies too.
The fucking sugar cookie, man. I didn't sign up to be a fucking sugar cookie getter, okay?
The strawberry is a nice touch.
All right.
Really? See? I'm curious. Very nice.
That was really good.
For us?
Wow. And then we just need to wait a half an hour and see what it does.
That's really all that's left to find out. You know how like normally you eat a weed cookie and you want to like wash it down immediately? Mm-hmm. I kind of like want to savor the taste of this cookie.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
It's really good. Shout out to Buds R Us.
Yeah, this is really good. I'm going to need some more information from him. In fact, he texted me.
Definitely what kind of bud was used. I want the recipe to this cookie.
I don't even need to add the THC. That was a really good sugar cookie.
This it's sweet. The sugar powder on top is a really nice touch. Dude, this is a 10 out of 10, actually. This is probably the best cookie edible I've ever eaten. This is so good.
Yeah.
No, that real cookie, shit. Yeah. That cookie is bussin'.
Bussin'.
This thing, it's so soft.
It is. So soft. It was a really soft cookie. Like,
what you got, Gio?
All right, so I'm just looking a little bit more on the information of this. These are jellies, like little peach jellies, little candies.
Okay. Nice.
From Pure Leaf, they are 10 milligrams a piece, which is not bad. That's good.
No, not bad. You
can dose yourself up, depending on your tolerance, of course. But, I mean, what I'm looking at right now, these look really nice.
Oh, yeah, they do look nice. That looks good. Yeah, wow. Solid, bro.
They're not.
Ooh, look at it. Look. It's gummy, too. It's not too squishy. It has a little bounce back.
It's covered in like sugar. I'm guessing the sugar is infused as well. But,
down the hatch.
Dude. You don't taste. Nothing really residual.
Don't taste weed in it?
Wow.
Nothing.
That's good.
Like
that's
it literally good. Tastes like, you know, the fucking, like when you go to the corner store and you get those little circle peaches?
Yeah.
It tastes exactly like that.
Wow, that's badass.
Okay, so it tastes just like a regular peach ring.
Ooh, the sugar on the other hand has another flavor.
Oh, that's
a familiar flavor.
That taste right there. That heavy weed taste.
There it is.
Now that's a familiar flavor. I know that. But yeah, cannabis infused gummies from Cure Leaf. There's a shop here in Jersey. If you're around the area, yeah, check them out. These are actually really good. They have a lot more stuff at Cure Leaf. So if you have the time, if you're traveling around the area here in Jersey, you know, stop there. These are fucking good. But that sugar.
He's like, it's sweet. It's sweet.
No, period, Doug.
Yo, I have to say, like the flavoring, like it's a great Christmas. We've been blessed with solid flavors that the great King of the Universe has created many years ago and planted in our grounds, in our sands for so long. And it's just like we've been blessed for Christmas with some great eatery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely really good. And just to fucking wash it all down. I had to be
bougie.
I got this thing randomly. I know Sanchez has one. I was advised not to eat this at all.
I love Ferrero Rocher's, bro. They're my favorite.
I'm scarred by them, so it's hard for me to actually.
This was dated a long time ago. So, but
oh, Reptar Bar!
Wow, a Reptar Bar.
That's an original Reptar Bar. Like,
I mean, is that brand new? No. Like fresh?
No,
no. This is.
Oh, you can't eat that. Not,
yeah, no, I can't eat this. If you I eat this, I'm either tripping balls or I'm fucking dead. Like one of the
two. Oh, your stomach is gonna turn inside out.
It's 20 yeah, years old.
Wow. Yeah, no, so, can we auction that?
No. No, keep that. Put that in a frame, bro.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I'm gonna put that is in the freezer. Until the apocalypse. When the apocalypse hits, that's when I'm gonna go out, bro. I'm gonna go out.
You're gonna go out. The aliens aren't taking me.
Damn you, honestly, look, check it out. Yeah, we're at the 15-minute mark. I think I'm fucking feeling really good right now.
Yeah.
Prior to the show, just in case anyone was wondering, yes, I had opened this previously. So. I said they're 10 milligrams. I opened this previously, so I had one. Yeah, 15 minutes in, it's starting to feel really, really nice. I'm actually feeling really chill right now.
Really I'm actually starting to get this like calm, mellow feeling.
So I'm only assuming this is happening now. I'm looking 15 minutes after a second. Yeah, I might be feeling a little bit.
Don't fall asleep while we're filming, bro. Nobody put their head down, okay?
It's like, bro.
I feel like euphoric. Oh, come on, really? Challenges.
What is? Oh, shit. You
have to hit like this.
We are doing a new age challenge. Happy holidays. All right. Let's get this also out of the way. I am not a joint smoker. I don't smoke joints. I do socially, but if you know anything about me, you know that I can appreciate, like, I appreciate my bongs. I like ripping.
Yeah, you a glass man.
Nothing. Yeah, I'm a glass man. You know
what I mean? I'm a glass man. I know what to do. For Christmas now.
See?
Yeah, are you going to leave with the no-ass challenge?
With the no-ass challenge, bro. It's your hit.
That's foul. Get the fuck back over there.
Do we taxation him now? Oh, no. He ran back just in time.
All right. So,
Don't ash that
motherfucker. I'll kill you.
Oh, he even went a step further. He put a lean while he's taking the hit. It's doing.
It's running so bad, bro.
You gotta fix that.
The only way is just to fix it.
You get skipped. Oh my god, look at you guys. But yo,
Dr. Save a joint. Don't ash it. That's gangster. She said what?
Oh, FYI, Tony, you already got me for Christmas, so shut up.
We gotta start over again. All right. I need that sword.
What sword? All right.
The sword of flame.
I need that sword.
In my solo run through of said game, I got the sword and I have been annihilating people, annihilating enemies with that sword, bro. Right,
so we're only level four.
And I'm only level four.
But yo.
It's back to you.
We've had the opportunity to check out that beautiful thing on Tony's head. And I'm noticing something else that Tony's wearing.
Play TikTok, give him the camera.
Which is going to be a shout out.
He dropped that. I already had passed it off. I was moving away. He was moving, and then boop, it just fell on his hand.
Motherfucker.
That one was gonna happen sooner than we expected.
That lasted three minutes.
No, it went. It's halfway through the joint. You know,
not for nothing.
It goes to you, nothing. Fresh next.
Good luck.
I'm good right now.
Yo, Tony.
Yo,
Tony, do us a favor. As usual.
Yeah. You want me to shout out my brother? Yeah.
Let's shout out the brother.
Listen, man. Listen, I'm gonna stand up for this one so you can see it. I am the king of the kingdom. Give me the keys. K1 Wrestling. My boy Sergius. Yeah, so y'all can see the beauty. Oh, look at this beautiful hood, beautiful craftsmanship. Go ahead up K1W.com. You know what I mean? And show my boy some love. Go grab you a king. Go grab you a keys to the kingdom, bro.
Yeah. And while you're surfing the web, what else could they look for, Tim?
You gotta hit the BVRG merch shop. You gotta go hit the link. Go hit our merch shop. Buy our merch, man. You're gonna love it. We've got some exclusive stuff on there. We've even got some Christmas stuff going on right now. So you guys should just head on over, click the link. Y'all know what to do. All right, look, see, you see what he's got over there? You see this hat? Come on, man. Hit the merch shop. All right, people. Y'all know what to do.
Beautifully said. Beautifully said.
I know. I'm good, bro. We should do a commercial.
I'm good, bro.
That's in the fucking cards. That's in the card. You're all fresh. Wow. You tapped out.
I have to tap out on that.
Oh, no, wait. The only way you're allowed to tap out right now is if you really grab a bong, put a bong in your hand,
and do a rep.
And hold on, not yet. Can we put up the sign?
Oh, we're at that time? It's my favorite time? Shit. You know I love it. No, I love it.
Let's get it, man. Yo, it's a holiday. Let's be real. We're not trying to take up everybody's time on a holiday. Yo, they're going to be spending with their family. They want to get high. They
I know you got to pause for the cause. Pause for the cause. Pause for the cause.
Right? We're gonna pause for the fucking cause. Show that love because this is what we're here for, guys. This is what we're here for. This is really it. It's always about the cause.
Always.
So, just to keep it on the subject of holiday. Especially since we're crossing for the cause. What did you guys ask Santa for Christmas, huh?
Weed.
Weed.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Time out. Don't we ask for weed every year for Christmas?
That's all I ever ask for. I don't want anything else. Give me some fucking weed.
Like, that's a normal thing. Did you get weed for Christmas? I did.
Yeah, Freshie.
This is factual. I witnessed this.
This is true.
In fact, I was Hermes, the messenger.
He was the messenger.
Look at that. He had the little wing boots and everything. So, he just raced on over.
And it was funny because he was in the house and he didn't mention it. He had said something that reminded me of it. And I was just like, oh, by the way. I was like, this is yours. This is yours. This is yours. Oh, this is yours too.
It's like, bro. And I was just what the fuck is this?
Christmas.
I'm like, okay, this is cool.
Little bags of coal.
I was like, that's dope as fuck.
You were good this year, so you got
the coal thing. I get it now because they came in black bags. Okay, I get you. Yeah.
That's dope.
I haven't been that naughty of a boy to deserve coal, but I guess I'll take it. Like,
Well, man. All in all, let's talk about it's Christmas. I know we're definitely gonna do a New Year episode. I'm actually really looking forward to the New Year.
Yeah, we're definitely doing recaps.
I was actually gonna ask you guys, what did you guys want to do for New Year's?
You know, that's actually interesting too because like this technically will be our last episode of the year unless we decide to record one last time before the weekend. Because logistically speaking, this episode comes out today is Christmas.
Yes.
Next Tuesday is it next Tuesday?
Yeah, next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. What the fuck is going on here?
You're still in December.
You're in December, bro.
You're looking at December. Hey, that's November.
The other way.
Down one more.
One more.
One more. One click down one more. There you go.
So yeah.
Tuesday.
It would be the second. We should kind of just talk about the best shit that happened this year.
You want to do a best of?
I mean, we could do a recap. I would like to, I would like to really, talk about the beginning of BBRG up to now, the evolution of it. It does have a background, it does have a story to it. And where it is now, I couldn't be fucking happier. I think we've pushed so much further than we ever did with anything else we've done, legitimately. And
I mean,
the fact that I got you three motherfuckers to do this shit with, dude, it gives me
strength. I wanted to say thank you guys.
I got, and I was just telling Dabs a story yesterday too, how I mean we had stopped talking, but it wasn't because of a negative thing. It was we had just went different ways in different areas of life, and it was a couple months, and then I don't know what it was. I saw you guys were doing the Lost in the Fuck stuff, which shout out Lost in the Fuck. He was telling me what you guys were doing, and I kept on thinking, these guys need a podcast, and these guys are local. These guys would be the only local people that I'm working with henceforth. I mean, we're here in the same room right now, Negative one. I wonder if the apocalypse is going to happen next time we decide to get together.
That'd be some shit.
hey, then we could really be Wastelanders.
Yeah, that's true. Hey,
I imagine it'll be like Fallout. Be with all the stars in it when the world's ending. This is the end.
I imagine
we'll get some crazy antics like that.
Yeah, I imagine.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
So who would be the one to be possessed? That's my question.
I think it's gonna be you.
Yeah,
why? Because you're the nice one, bro.
Oh my god, bro.
I'm always the nice guy.
Calm down, everyone, because they want to kill the possessed one.
You're the Jonah Hill, bro.
No way.
It's totally gonna be me. Why? Because look at my puppies here. All right, I'm the Jonah Hill. I got the puppy. I definitely think I would be the one to be
possessed. Wait a minute, are you implying that someone in the group is a Channing Tatum?
Someone in the group would have to be a Danny McBride.
You understand.
No,
you understand.
If there was anyone who's going to be a Danny McBride, it's my ass. No.
I see Gio being the Danny McBride of the group.
Don't be a fucking Danny McBride. And if there was going to be anyone here to be Channing Tatum, it's fucking Sanchez.
Why the fuck would it be me?
You're so
sweet.
Oh, that's fine.
To be specific, I'm only talking to the 40%, okay?
I couldn't get an Ethan Hawke. I couldn't get a fucking, Ben Affleck.
Nope.
Were they even in the movie? No, they weren't. They
this
weren't.
Is the end.
We're going to rewrite it.
We're going to rewrite the movie to make your character.
Yeah.
Wait, so who's
I can see Sanchez being like the James Franco.
You know what?
I can see that too.
I just realized
they just had their whole jizz argument right now.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll jizz wherever I want.
Yeah, that's exactly
you
what
jizz
that
where
was.
I tell you you can jizz.
Jizz wherever the fuck I want.
See, and I just realized too, one who's going to be wearing the dominatrix puppy suit is going to be Alex.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I like how we all in unison said we know he's going to do it. He would do it.
Who's practically funding this podcast?
Shout out to our biggest sponsor. Chris,
yeah,
we love you, man. We got the merch coming for you. Hit that link, bro.
Yeah, and actually, to kind of add into some really cool analytics, we just got Ohio. Nice. I assume that's going to be with the help of last week's guest show, which was actually an awesome show.
Yeah,
and yes, we have now gotten South Carolina.
Nice.
We got North Carolina, and now we got South Carolina. So the whole East Coast is you know, we're getting in a lot. You got
Florida. You got to hit Florida a little bit.
I still think that was Lou Bruno, but I mean, there's still consistent listens in Miami, and I know he's not in Miami no more. So
that's true.
Is he back?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's back. He's working hard like a
horse. My man works, bro. My man is a workhorse, bro. Shout out.
Shout out.
Oso Blanco, man.
Oso Blanco.
That's Cuba right there, bro. Cuba.
You know what's so cool about Christmas? Like Christmas, so many different things, like industries do Christmas, right? Like wrestling does really cool wrestling indie shows, you know, TV shows, there's festivals and stuff like that. What is something that you guys look forward to every Christmas that comes out?
Well, technically, I don't celebrate. If there's anything I look forward to for Christmas, it's the fucking end. But other than that, I like seeing my roundup of cinema, like what's coming up next year as far as movies. I know MCU is back up and running, but the SAG, that whole fucking ordeal is finally done and over with. So now we're moving forward with a lot of projects. I was really excited for
that. Yeah.
It's good shit. It's really, really good shit. So I'm anticipating 2024 to have some good cinema. Especially Fallout. The Fallout series comes up next year. I'm ready.
That's in April, bro. Yeah, we got a little bit to wait, but
we're almost there. I know you're really excited. I'm
so fucking excited, bro.
I'm so patient.
I'm looking forward to like a good gaming year. I feel like there's
gonna
I'm predicting Rockstar to do some crazy shit now that 5M is in the mix.
Yep.
I feel like something is gonna happen this year. That either we're just gonna get an announcement of something that's gonna come with GTA 6 along with 5M, or we're going to get something so crazy or so.
Give us privatized servers on fucking like just for RP purposes, that would be fucking fantastic.
Yeah,
yeah.
And if we could get that on Red Dead, oh my god, I'm so excited.
I actually showed Debs a couple compilations. I was telling him, like, well, you know, Red Dead, that's the wave, man. And that's actually, oh, big shout out to Gio. I got my PlayStation 4 now. Got Red Dead on there. I was only able to fucking fit Red Dead and Fallout 76 in there. I was like, what the fuck?
Bro, get yourself a hard drive.
Change out the hard drive you have in there and go for the terabytes. Ladies and
gentlemen, your boy has transitioned to PlayStation.
That's
a good thing.
Wait, not even. You know what that means though, right? You guys are about to see full on gaming content come out of this fucking channel.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh yeah. BBRG streaming games.
Yeah, actually, once everything is done, Gio's back home, we're gonna be doing something. We're doing live streams. The YouTube is set up, it's ready to go, it's kicking ass.
Hey, speaking of live streams, shout out to Dabs, you know what I mean? Follow his stream, man. Watch him. He played Fallout 76, man.
What's that number, Dabs? 400 views?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
My one short that I put up, I think it was like a week ago, hit 402 views this morning. That's pretty dope. Recording this podcast. Yeah.
So where can people go to watch your stream, man?
So it's Strange Dabs Gaming. That's on twitch.tv/StrangeDabsGaming. That's where I live stream. Mm-hmm. I try and do it twice a week, normally Friday nights and Saturday afternoons. Catch me there.
There you go. There you have it, folks.
It's Dab Gaming. All of us, or some of us jackasses, fucking streaming with him. So stay tuned.
Yeah, and I retired from streaming, so BRVG is literally the only streaming that you will see Clean Sanchez doing.
I don't stream, so yeah, BBRG is the only place you're gonna see me, or on Dabs and stream.
Yeah,
I mean, so
I'm retired from that world. So
you won't be for long, motherfucker. But
just for BRVG, I am here. I love BRVG. I love beverage. It's so good.
Beverage. Drink up, baby. Drink up.
I never thought about that before. Now that I'm looking at it,
no. Oh, we have to do a soda can now.
Yes, that's it. We need to do a soda can label.
Can we just have me drinking a soda can logo? Like,
yo, Dr. Pepper, doing it in Dr. Pepper.
Oh.
I was gonna do it in Coca-Cola because it's such
an. I mean, you can do it that way too.
Coca-Cola.
It's just the most easily identifiable fucking logo.
Like, you can do that. I mean, Dr. Pepper is normally identifiable.
My
but...
favorite is the Coca-Cola polar bear. I love the polar bear.
You're not wrong.
We gotta get the shirts. Gotta be fun guy drinking a BVRG can of soda.
Yo, say no more.
That's the shirt.
Say no more.
So be on the lookout, folks. Again, hit that merch shop. You know what to do.
No, seriously. Dude, let's talk about that. We have a new merch line coming out.
Yes.
Get your merch now. There's a couple things that are going to disappear. Patches are going to be gone.
Oh.
So if you want a patch, get your patch now. And on top of that, when the patches do come back, it's just going to be a special limited line.
Yep.
Yep. See, there you have it, folks. Special limited line.
So, you know, get whatever you want now, because a lot of that stuff, patches are going, bags are going, pillows are, accessories are going. All accessories, if it's not a t-shirt or a sweater or a hat, it's not going to fucking be there.
I better jump on there now and
until the spring, so on, because I have a feeling I really want to push some trunks, swimming shorts, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, me and Gio have talked about a summer line. We've talked about a summer line and all that stuff. I mean, we're going to have some really great handmade designs made by the great Cobalis Designs. And let me tell you something. This is, you don't get any better, any faster than the man himself. And it's actually very interesting too, because like all the designs here, I mean, even Extreme Virtual Pro Wrestling.
Beautiful. Like,
it's all made by him. Even the spin that wheel, which, sorry guys, this is the only time you're going to see the logo. It's not happening because next week you know what episode's happening.
Yes, we do.
You know, but holy shit, guys. It's Christmas. What do you – we're coming. We got like 5 minutes left before we ended up. Where do you – what's Christmas to you?
Just hanging out with my friends and
being with you guys is Christmas for me.
Yep.
Like personally, that's what it is. But at the end of the day, Christmas is for the kids, you know?
Yeah, it is for the kids. You're not wrong.
Shout out to all our kids.
Yeah, you know, it's about them.
And New Year's is for the adults, baby.
Yeah, yeah. Right. We're right after that. Right. The week after. Go to bed, children, because we're going to get fucking crump. That's how we're going
to
do it.
Okay.
I'm not doing it, Kroger. I just get high.
Maybe we'll have one more episode before the year ends. A nice little special. There is going to be a little 5 minute compilation that's coming out. I'm actually going to start working on that tonight while Dabs is here and stuff like that, so I could show him. It's going to be a compilation best of, and then we'll talk about some stuff in one more episode before the year ends. We'll get together virtually or in person, whatever it takes, and we're just going to have a good fucking time.
Oh, yeah.
This was to start. We started in November, late November, early December. And dude, we're kicking ass.
It's kicking ass too. Like, it's been
you guys
every
rock.
Week, every fucking week, but, same time, same place, like every
day. Yeah, you know, but without you guys sitting in front of the gold curtain, you know, there isn't, because it just can't just be me and Gio, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
We tried that a long time ago.
No,
with the wrong team, and it didn't work. It didn't work. Like,
you guys are great.
Right fucking guys.
You know, and you know what? And it's interesting because it's not like it didn't work last time, but we had no experience.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that played a huge part.
You know, everybody was mentally unstable. I mean, we're still a little mentally unstable now.
You know what? We'll discuss the origin of BRVG, I think, next week for New Year's. I think that'll be
something. We got one of these days when I muster up the courage to write to him, I'm going to be like, so you want to be a guest? So you want to be a guest, dog? You know, just for a couple minutes. But, you know, guys, it's Christmas. Give your Hello. Christmas wishes. Get her in the
Oh, wait, we got a friend.
I told you I was the Jonah Hill of this episode. Here's my Bella. Isn't she sweet? She's this, my little old princess. I love her so much. Oh, she's the best. Yeah, you are, mama.
Yeah. Oh, no, guys, listen, man. Just love your loved ones, man.
Yep.
Say you love those people on a daily fucking basis. Keep ground, like, stay in touch with each other, because Jesus, you never know what the fuck is gonna happen. Like, life is tricky. To say hi. Every day is a chance to start anew. So every day is just a chance to evolve. And I think, like, that's where we're at right now. We're going to move and progress and get this shit going, bro. I have a feeling next year is gonna be a great year for us, guys. Like, I really, really do. I really fucking do. And honestly, that's that, man. So Merry fucking Christmas,
boys. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
The first time I feel it means something, man, is right now. Merry fucking Christmas.
Stop it.
Don't make me cry, please.
No bullshit. It's not even the edibles talking. It's not even the edibles talking.
For me, it's the edibles talking.
Yeah.
The edible was pretty good, dog. I'm not gonna lie. I'm
chilling right now, like that shit.
You want to hit this, man?
I'm so good right now. Hold up, I'm coming.
Here, so go over right here, now. Man. I've been smoking this whole thing by myself, man.
Run.
You're so far away. Come on, sit down, yo. What end is it? Come over here for a minute.
You know, you press the button. Hold on. Oh, yeah, I could actually. Hold on.
This fucking guy.
Just for the end here, man. Just so y'all can see, we really are together.
and the next time, Gio will be. Well, I mean, we've talked about it. Because the funny thing about this whole thing is that the next time we are together, Dabs is going to be the one on the TV screen. Possibly, yeah. Or he's going to be with us, but at least there's always going to be at least three in person. There's some dank.
Always.
This is some fat of dank weed.
Yes. Fat sack of dank weed.
No, but yeah,
kick it off. The mouse. Here.
Yeah.
Oh. You need that.
But you know what there it is. Merry Christmas, guys. Thank you so much. We love you. Our gift to you is another podcast episode, and we have some really good ideas. We actually have a new actual fucking layout coming out with some of our newer episodes, and that's something that I'm really excited to try out with some new equipment coming in. And don't forget, guys, tax day's coming, baby. Get your merch today.
Get your merch. Buy the merch.
Buy the merch. Get the merch. Go. Click the link.
All right.
Yeah. Enjoy your day.